All right, Chuck Kimberly joins us. Chuck is an author. Chuck is a member of Sabre. He is someone who has really done a lot of research in baseball. McFarland Publishing, and they do such a nice job of putting out sort of these specialty books about baseball. Chuck, nice to have you with us today.
Oh, good to be with you.
Yeah, Chuck, the days of Rube, Matty, Honus, and Ty, what got you into this subject? Because Christy Mathewson, a former Giant, of course, anytime we see his name, we love to hear stories about him. But why this era?
Well, this is sort of like the Revolutionary War era of American history. it's, you know, the formative days of baseball, and people like Christy Mathewson, Rube Waddell, Honus Wagner, Joe McGinnity, they sort of become larger than life over the years, you know, and you know, they're kind of like the founding fathers as far as like Benjamin Franklin or George Washington in baseball history. So they're just very interesting because of who they are and what they are and what over the years what they've become.
Well, the names are up there, I'll tell you that, and we have it here at Oracle Park, of course, of Christy Mathewson. So anytime I can touch upon him and people can understand that Bumgarner, you know, breaks some of his records or is a World Series pitcher like Mathewson, we get some perspective. But there's a part in the book that I wanted to read, and that was, it says this, winning baseball is just about, listen to this, Carmen and Allie, winning baseball is just about 80% ginger fizz.
Yeah.
10% mechanical play and 10% luck. So translated, ginger fizz means a combination of nerve, energy, and determination, with quick thinking and a happy disposition thrown in. 75% of the so-called lucky plays are not lucky at all. They're simply the result of superior baseball. And I'll tell you something. You want to talk about baseball 2019 or 20 or back, you know, that you're talking about. It's the same game, right?
Well, it is essentially the same game, yeah. But, of course, there's some very strategic differences, too. You're talking about a time when hitting a home run was very hard back in from 1904 to 1907, the years covered by this book. And fielding was a lot harder too because they had gloves that were really more primitive than something you might buy for your 4-year-old son or daughter.
And the part I like is the attitude of baseball. And I'm going to use this, guys, Carmen and Allie. Remember this, all right? Ginger fizz.
Yeah,
they're not impressed.
The
needle's
Huey
not
Jenny.
Moving for them. Okay.
Yeah.
I like ginger fizz because, honestly, I think of Kevin Pillar, or I think of World Series teams, and that's what it is. Quick thinking. You got to play. We want energy on the Giants. We want determination, nerve, and it's simply a result of superior baseball. That's the way you win a World Series. What's your favorite part of the book, Chuck, that you didn't know that maybe you learned about that you could share with us?
Well, I think the favorite part of the book is probably the four chapters that are devoted to Christy Mathewson and Joe McGinnity and John McGraw, who I start out in the first subchapter talking about the 1904 Giants, who managed to win 106 games. And Christy Mathewson won 33 games that year, which made him the third highest winning pitcher in the greater New York area, because Jack Chesbrough won 41 that year and McGinnity won 35. And so he really didn't receive the kind of praise you normally would get if you had an outstanding year in which you won 33 games. And the next year is the year he pitched three shutouts in a World Series And he only won 31 games, I think, that
year. He had a bad year. He only went down to 31, but he had the three shutouts in the World Series. But, yeah, we love seeing Christy Mathewson's stories, hearing stories about him. And as I say, for fans who come out to Oracle Park, the name is up there. So to have you give some life to that name and especially what he did, I appreciate it. Chuck, the book, you can get it at McFarland Publishing. And I appreciate having you on, and we're definitely going to check you out. And I like the ginger fizz. I'm going to use this.
Okay, yeah.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, that's Chuck Kimbley. Boy, I know these are sort of years ago, but I like putting the stories to the name. That's what I like.